Well, welcome everyone to the virtual studios of Antion Associates. I'm Tom Antion, and I'll be your host for the evening. We are broadcasting tonight, as always, from the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where people come in from all over the world to study internet marketing in the lap of luxury. In fact, I have a bunch of folks here tonight. We're in our retreat weekend, and they're sitting in on the call here. So we have a live studio audience here, is what I like to look at. Now, tonight I'll be interviewing Jeff Herring, the article guy, and Brendan Burchard on getting sponsorships. Now, if you haven't already, and don't do it right now, make sure you go back and listen to the last couple calls if you missed them, which will give you a bunch of tips on internet marketing, professional speaking, success, video landing pages, and college speaking success. It will the recording for tonight's call will be at the same link you registered at, hopefully a few hours or less afterwards if you don't want to wait for the email. But that's at greatinternetmarketing.com/fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N, all small. Now, mark your calendar for future calls. September 4th will be the Blog Squad. They're going to teach you all about branding yourself and all the benefits of having a blog. Even if you already have a blog, most people really don't use them to their best advantage. And Dr. Jeff Hawkins. Jeff has produced 2 half-hour television shows for me, and he's going to show you how you can star in your own half-hour television show, and it is dirt cheap and super high quality. Plus, he shows you how to run it on television in front of real people, not on the little dinky stations. Really, really cheap. There's government-mandated rates that most people don't know about, and the cable people don't want you to know about, where you can actually run these on television. I run them on my website, and it still makes me a lot of money, so you don't want to miss that call. Now, September 18th will be Alex Mandosian. Alex has teleseminar secrets, and if you're doing teleseminars now and you think you're doing a great job, you're not. This guy knows, goes to the nth degree on showing you how to get super celebrity interviews. He's going to be doing a couple interviews with presidents and a lot of other luminaries, and shows you how to turn them into money and joint venture with and get to know and hobnob with all these people. So that's on September 18th. Now, just a brief recap of what Fusion is. It's my idea of a combined internet marketing, professional speaking, and success principles that, as I looked back on my life and how I got where I'm at, those were the three major elements. Now, you don't have to be a speaker, a professional speaker, to take advantage of this. It just accelerates what you're doing. You don't have to market on the internet. But you're probably crazy if you don't, because it's one of the cheapest and easiest ways to spread your name and products and services around the world. And you don't have to use success principles to be successful. In fact, you can be a scumbag and be successful in certain arenas, but if you are a scumbag, don't come to my seminar, all right? Because it's not about that. It's about doing great things for yourself, your family, and other people, and just it's just my method of how I got there. But there's going to be 8 other speakers there on things that I know that you need to know about. The blogging, the television stuff, the stuff that Brendan's going to talk about tonight, Jeff's going to talk about tonight, James Malinchak with the college speaking, Mike Stewart with the video landing pages and video blogging. So all of those things are very simple nowadays if somebody would just show you how to do it. So those are the kinds of things we're going to do at Fusion. And I got to tell you, tonight is the last day of the early bird discount. So if you've heard some of the other calls and you're on the fence, this is the time, because the price is going up $500 at midnight tonight. So if you're thinking about doing it, do it. But right now, I want to bring on Jeff Herring, and I want to tell you a little bit about him first. Jeff is known as the Internet Article Guy, and he's an internet marketer specializing in article marketing, teaching internet marketers, authors, speakers, and self-employed professionals to write and market articles so that they can get more prospects, publicity, and profits, and also to create multiple streams of income with their articles. Jeff has helped myself, a lot of other luminaries, Alex Mandosian, Matt Basak, and many others. Jeff's students and clients discover how to write more articles in less time, get their information in front of more eyes, and in as many consumable forms as possible. He also shows you how to create a massive web presence and build a highly qualified and highly responsive, what he calls, list of gold. You've heard the database is gold. Well, this is exactly what he's talking about, how to build that list. And also he shows you how to create multiple information products to build your information empire with articles. Now, when Jeff turned his article marketing expertise on the Internet, he created a flood of traffic to his websites that he could not stop if he wanted to. And he's assured me he does not want to. As the Internet article guy, he's created the Article Guy teleseminars, the Article Writing and Marketing Secrets telecourse, the Article Income Secrets telecourse, List Building Gold Secrets telecourse, the Great Article Marketing Training Mentor Program, and he's got the Great Article Marketing Blog.com. You might want to check that out. It's the first and largest audio and video newsletter blog on article marketing. Now, the article guy has the audio, what is this called? The Article Guy Audio Guy Cafe with Mike Stewart, the Internet video guy. And I'm getting lost already, but there's a lot of stuff going on with audio and video. Now, Jeff is in Atlanta, and he's the father of two boys, and he's the owner of BuddyTheInternetDog.com. BuddyTheInternetDog.com, the first dog named with a .com. Right? And if you happen to go there, in the picture on the blog, Buddy is the one in the middle, because you don't want to mistake him for Jeff, because he's a little hairy too. So. All right, so Jeff, I'm glad you could make it tonight, man.
Thank you for the invite, Tom. I am honored and excited to be here. You know, I have learned so much from you, and much of what you just read of what I've been able to do as a result of your mentoring. And, you know, I just want to say to everybody on the call, you know, you're lucky to be learning from Tom and listen to what he says.
Well, I appreciate that, and I know they're going to do part of that at Fusion, but tonight we're going to see you've dug really, really deep into the article arena. So how did you get started with article marketing on the Internet, and have you always been the article marketing guy?
All of this got started, amazingly, in 1994, and I had no idea where it was leading, because I like to tell people I'm a recovering marriage and family therapist, because I had a thriving practice for 21 years in Florida, and, you know, you do that for 20 years, you hope you can recover from it. And, you know, the thing about where I lived was, it was in Tallahassee, Florida, where Florida State is, where Bobby Bowden is, your
mm-hmm.
former coach.
Yep, former football coach of mine.
And so many people go to school there and then want to stay. So this was a town overrun with therapists. I mean, the joke there was, in Tallahassee, you're either one, a therapist, two, in therapy, or three, both. And so I was looking for a way to set myself apart, you know, from all the people that were there. And in 1994, I started writing a weekly column for the newspapers on relationships and parenting and stress. And, you know, and it was amazing because, you know, I didn't think I could write because I'd never finished my dissertation for my PhD, and this column just took off. And you know, 14 years later, they're still having me do it. It reaches about 20 million people a week.
20 million?
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. To the newspapers. What's amazing about that, though, Tom, is that of the visitors to all my websites, and I still have my old relationship and parenting sites up, and have my students running them. Only about 5%. Of the visitors to all those sites come from those newspapers that reach 20 million people a week. The other 95% comes from articles on the Internet.
And so you're saying your article writing efforts are more powerful than the newspapers?
Absolutely.
That are way bigger?
Absolutely. Thank you. You said that a lot better than I did. Mm-hmm. But that's absolutely true. And so that built my practice, that filled my practice, and it filled other people's practices, you know, in my office. And so I was building businesses with article marketing before it was ever called that. It was just a column. And for so many years, people would say to me, Jeff, you really ought to teach this. And I'd think to myself, you know, well, yeah, that sounds good, but it's a column. There's only so many newspapers. There's only so many column positions. You know, why do that? And so, you know, it's amazing what can be staring in your face for so long. For about 10 years, people told me that, and I finally started listening to them. And in October of 2005, thearticleguy.com was born with your help, and you know, that'll be 3 years this fall, and it's been an incredible, incredible ride so far.
A lot of money, too.
Yes.
And I understand you have a new house, and you and your kids are moved from Tallahassee to Atlanta, right?
That's right. That's right.
Too bad there's no water in the lake there in Atlanta. But
no, we were hoping for Faye to cut a little bit north.
To give you some water.
But, you know.
Yeah, I say that, folks, because my friend Mike Stewart has a boat on the lake, and the lake, like, was no water in it this summer. So it was like mud.
There's still barely enough, you know, to get out from his dock, but we're praying for rain.
Well, I guess you can just sit there and rock a little bit.
That's right.
All right, so I've heard you call your approach the article marketing solution. Well, what does that mean? Solution to what, and what does that mean?
Well, there's four things that people need on the Internet. They need traffic, what I call visitors. You know, the Internet's the only place where traffic's a good word, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need visitors, you need content, you need a way to build a list or a community of people to serve and market to, and you need a way to create products.
And all right, so let me get that done. You need visitors.
Right.
What's the second one?
You need visitors. You need content.
Content.
You need a list.
A list.
And you need a way to develop products.
All right, got it. All right, that's okay.
And 300 to 500 word samples of your expertise called articles are the way to do all four of those things and do it massively.
So you mean when you talk about an article, you're not talking about a PhD thesis or something, right?
No, absolutely not. It's not War and Peace. It's not even War or Peace. You know, it's a sample. It's an appetizer, 300 to 500 word sample of your expertise that you get to spread all over the Internet for free. And I call them international article agents because they're agents working out there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and what I always remind my students is WWW stands for World Wide Web, and so this stuff goes all over the world.
So it is a solution for these four problems of what people need on the Internet.
And, absolutely.
And with only 300 to 500 words, that's only, what, four or five paragraphs?
It depends on how you structure the article. You know, the instant article templates that you helped me develop, my favorite one is the 7 = 8 article template, because I teach people to write, and everybody on the call tonight can do this too. Just, you know, make a list of 7 tips or suggestions you would give somebody in your area of expertise, and then you write a few lines of explanation for each tip. And over at ezinearticles.com, that's E-Z-I-N-E, articles.com, the minimum word count is only 250.
Mm-hmm.
And so all you've really got to do is come up with about 35 to 50 words for each tip.
Which is nothing, a couple
it's
sentences.
It's nothing,
yeah.
And you've got a solid article. And everybody on the call can get an account over there, Tom, before their head hits the pillow tonight. In fact, they've made it so easy. There's a video there that helps you fill out your name.
EzineArticles.com.
Yeah,
helps you fill
up.
Out your name.
It really is. And so what you can do with that 7 tips article then, the 7 = 8 comes from, you then take each of those tips and write an article about that tip.
Ah.
So then you've got 8 articles that you can do many things with. You can, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on the call, about repurposing them and turning them into products.
Amazing. So it is a real solution for the problems people have on the Internet, especially.
Absolutely.
And actually, more than that, I remember we were on a call one time where we identified over 20 different ways you can use articles overall. You know, it doesn't have to just be on the Internet once you take the time to make an article or have somebody write it for you.
I remember that call, and I took that idea that we talked about, and I think somewhere on my site there's close to 50 different ways now.
Oh, 50? Yeah. See, I was 20, and I grew as inflation.
And it's growing because, you know, as you repurpose them into, you know, to newer things like video articles is a whole other way to take an article and repurpose it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so how let's talk about the traffic aspect a little bit. We said the traffic's good on the Internet. So how do you use articles to drive traffic?
Okay. What you do is you write an article, and you give good information in that article. And you structure it well so that the headline or the title brings people in. And the beauty of this is that at the end of each article, you get to have what's called a resource box.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of this is it's a box when you submit to the article directories, but when it appears on the Internet, it's not a box. It's the next paragraph in the article. And so what I teach my students, and I'll be teaching at Fusion, is how to structure that article so the reader gets good information, begins to know, like, and trust you, and is flowing through that article that by the time they get to the resource box and the links that are there, back to your website or blog, they're hungry for more information and they're hungry for it from you. And so what I teach my students is to offer something of value in that resource box. And this sounds so obvious, but many people miss it. And the something of value needs to be, one, connected to the article that you just read. I've seen so many people write an article about dating and then they offer tire services in the resource box. It's kind of crazy. So one, it needs to be connected to your article, and two, it needs to be connected in some way and be a sample of a product that you have. So many people will read my articles, and then I offer them two instant article templates by going to an opt-in page where they trade their email address for the good stuff that I'm going to give them, and now they're on my list, and it makes for a highly qualified list because, you know, it's not four lines of a Google AdWord that they read. It's an entire article where they're getting to see how you think and provide solutions. So they're beginning to know, like, and trust you. They're highly responsive because they're eager for more information. And when you take real good care of your list, they also buy the products you offer them.
Well, you know, this one, I want to recap this idea because this is one of my favorite techniques you have, where people slide into the resource box rather than see it as a separate entity where they could easily just slough over it and not even look at it.
Right.
That's the technique we're talking about here. But, you know, I don't know if you're really right about the thing with the dating and the tires. See, because...
Here it comes.
You know, because, you know, if you fake a flat tire, that's a good excuse to stay over, see? So.
It's better than running out of gas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. So why do you think article marketing is the best free way to build a highly responsive list? And we know that the list is gold. So why is article marketing a great way for that?
Well, for one thing, Tom, it's free. Okay? It costs you time and energy to write an article and submit it to the article directories. It spreads all over the world. And, for example, Easing Articles just started giving you the data of how many times a month a particular article has been viewed.
Mm-hmm.
And an article that I placed on the article directories in August of 2005, 3 years ago, is still getting 1,500 views a month.
Wow.
Okay, so once you get them up there, they're evergreen,
mm-hmm.
and people begin to know, like, and trust you. They've learned some of how you think. You've provided them with a solution, and then you're providing them with more stuff. And, again, it costs you time and effort. And one of the things I tell my students, and we'll be going deeper into at Fusion, is that the higher your article volume, the higher all your other numbers will be. So, in other words, if I want more visitors, I write more articles. If I want more prospects, I write more articles. If I want more traffic, if I want more people on my list, I write more articles. And if I want more profits, I write more articles.
Now, do you? What's your position on whether people need to write these themselves or not? Because, you know, there's a lot of places you can outsource things. So what's your opinion on all that stuff?
Well, let me go to the farthest extreme of that, and, you know, be careful. You kind of got to guide me away from one of my rants here. And that's about doing a whole lot of PLR stuff.
That's private label.
Yeah,
right?
Private label rights. Because the problem with that is what builds your list is the know, like, and trust factor. And if you're going to put your name on a private label's right article that you don't alter any, well, you know, it's not your voice, number one. Number two, there could be 100 other people with their name on that same article.
Yeah, this definitely looks bad on you.
Which is gonna affect your credibility. Now, I see a lot of people farm out their article marketing, and it looks like it's been farmed out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to do it, if you don't believe you can write, and I'm not saying don't outsource it. If you can find somebody that can write in your voice, and my recommendation there is, you know, if you're going to have somebody else write your stuff, show them some of what you've written, show them how you write, and let them listen to some teleseminars or recordings of you presenting so they get to understand your voice. Because one of the things I realized this past year as I began to do some article marketing for other folks is that if I've listened to their training enough, I can write in their voice. But
mm-hmm.
if you want to do it for yourself, the easiest way to do it is to write with your mouth and not with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could take credit for that. You know, it sounds like the M&M commercial, but Mondozian came up with that one. But it's basically talking an article, you know, doing a teleseminar. You and I have written probably 6 or 7 or 8 articles already.
Tonight, yeah.
And so, you know, then you have them, you have the, you know, the audio or the teleseminar recorded and then transcribed, and you pull your articles from there. And when you use the templates that you helped me develop, it's really, really easy. I mean, I've got it down to where, you know, I can get an article out in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's fresh content. It's nobody else is going to have that same article. So, yeah, I'm not in favor of taking the private label articles that people will just sell you, even in adapting them too much, because it's just more work than necessary, and it's still going to look like theirs, you know, not you.
Right, exactly. And I've been offered tons of money to sell some of my, especially my tips articles or list articles, you know, to private label rights companies to put them all out there. And I'm just not interested in doing that.
Yeah, there's much more money keeping it fresh.
Exactly.
All right, so talked about how you repurpose your articles so you can build an enormous web presence.
One of the things I'll be talking about at Fusion is 21 different ways to repurpose and 21 product ideas generated from just one 7 Tips article.
Wow.
Okay. And, you know, one of my favorites is turning it into an e-course. You've got those 7 tips, right? And you've written an article about each one. And then from there, you just break each tip down into an episode or an installment in your e-course, and you mail it out by email. That can be a great marketing message, a great freebie to build your list. It can also be a great paid product.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I teach people to do, Tom, is to pay attention to their account at Easy and Articles, because you can do fantastic market research there by watching the number of views of your articles and the number of click-throughs. And I teach people to take the ones that have the higher views and higher click-throughs and use them in different places. Make blog posts out of them. I recently took an article that had 3 subheadings in it and turned it into a 3-day blog post. I mean, a 3-session over 3 days blog series. You can do the same thing with the social networks. I mean, you can turn one of those articles into multiple posts on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, and the other places. And my favorite way to repurpose an article is to turn it into a video article. And my story about that is back in the spring, the Sunday morning, and, you know, what I would call now, I put together what I would call now a crappy little video article, uploaded it to YouTube on Sunday morning, and by Tuesday, it was number one for my keywords, article income.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it stayed number one for a while and then got knocked off by another one of my video articles on article income. And so if you go over to YouTube and type in article income, the top 2 videos are mine, just repurposed from an article, and, you know, tons of visitors or traffic come from there all the time.
Amazing. Now, before we get into some of the more of the details, tell everybody what this has meant to you in your life and your family life and your, you know, stress levels and all the stuff that you were going through before you got into this.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier before the call, Tom. You know, from following what you teach and doing this, I was able to go from a relationship coach, you know, sitting in an office 8-10 hours a day, sitting in my chair, listening to people's problems all day to the point where, you know, my face was numb by the end of the day, and making decent money, but it was, you know, that old work model. Work once, get paid. Even though at $150 an hour it was a pretty good work once, get paid, it was still trading dollars for hours. And part of what happened was, you know, I mentioned earlier I started the Article Guy website in October of 2005. Well, I also got divorced in October of 2005, which can be a little distracting. You know, and that was not a surprise. What was a surprise was when my kid's mom decided to move from Florida to north of Atlanta. I thought, well, you know, I guess I'm moving to Atlanta. I didn't know if I was going to be a relationship coach or a internet marketer or, you know, a greeter at Walmart, but I was coming to be with the boys. And what this allowed me to do, the things we've talked about tonight, the things I'll be teaching at Fusion, basically allowed me to go from a full-time relationship coach to a full-time internet marketer working from my house, you know, in my typical uniform, like I have one now, a cap, a T-shirt, and shorts, in 2 months.
Wow.
And in the first full-time year, made a whole lot more money than my best year ever, you know, as a therapist. And I've already done that this year. It's given me freedom. It's given me a much greater reach than I ever had before.
More time with the boys. I know you were just on a vacation.
Yeah, much, much more time with the boys. And you guys can see, you know, the listeners can see some of the results of that. If you go over to jeffherring.com and scroll down to like the third or fourth post down, it's been a lifelong dream to swim with dolphins. And got to do that this summer with my sons. And, you know, I haven't stopped thinking about it since. And so, you know, just lifestyle differences, stress level differences, income differences. You know, so here I stand at almost 9:30 on a Thursday night, having a great time with you and Buddy the Internet Dog, laying at my feet.
And you can make money with it, because articles can make you money, right?
Absolutely, and a lot of people that should know better tell you that you can't make money with your articles.
They tell you it's just all just freebies to drive traffic and indirectly, right?
Right, and one of the things I'll be showing the seminar participants in L.A. is how to make more money for one 300-word article than most people make for 300-page books. Okay, but my typical answer to folks who say you can't make money with your articles is it comes in three parts. One, they're wrong. Two, there are competition. And three, that's a really good thing. And so, you know, let's take our articles and repurpose them into marketing messages and then grow them into multiple products, like that e-course we were talking about, like e-books, you know, and one of the things I teach is how to never run out of ideas for articles and teleseminars and content. When you take an article and grow it up into a teleseminar, you know, you're, of course, going to say more in a 60 to 70-minute teleseminar than you are in a 300-word article, right?
Right.
Have it recorded, have it transcribed. I can usually pull 8 to 10 more articles from that teleseminar. And right there, you've got written content, you've got audio content for a CD, MP3, et cetera, et cetera. And then from those new articles, I can repurpose the best ones into more teleseminars, and on it goes.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, are you really going to write an article actually while you're on stage?
Yep. I've been watching some of the way Mike Stewart presents, and he actually does stuff on stage with his computer.
Yeah, he's gonna show them how to. He's going to make a video commercial right on stage in front of their eyes, and so you're going to write an article.
That's right. Going to take somebody from the audience, and they're going to sit with me, and we're just going to write it right up there. And
hopefully it's out loud, because it'll be awful quiet while we're...
Leave it to you.
We can just all sit there and watch YouTube.
It will be out loud, and we'll be talking, and I'll just be showing the structure of it and how to submit them, and then we'll be talking about how to repurpose them, those 21 repurposing and product ideas generated from
21 of them.
21 and growing.
All right, so let me get this straight, though. You're going to get them to write an article on stage, or you're going to write
it? I'm going to ask them questions and write it for them.
Oh, okay.
And then show everyone exactly how it's submitted and a few of the strategies. I've got 43 different strategies in article submission to get your articles picked up more. And then from that article, we'll talk about how to repurpose it and how to turn it into a product. So one lucky person is going to walk off stage with all kinds of ideas.
Awesome.
Hey, Tom, do I qualify for that? It's Brendan.
Oh, hey. How you doing, man?
Hey, Brendan.
Glad you made it. I was starting to wonder.
No threat.
All right, good. Hold on, man. We'll get to you probably in about 7-8 minutes or so.
I like this guy already.
Yeah. tell us a little bit about the special workshop you and Alex Mantosian are doing the day before.
We're calling it Pre-Fusion Thursday. And anybody that comes to your seminar through Alex or through me, we're going to do a 6.5-hour training, 12 to 6:30, on what we're calling repurposing secrets, the inner game and the outer game, basically products, how to create products, and how to drive traffic with articles and teleseminars and repurpose them all and turn them into products. And so you not only get 3 days of great training, you'll get 4.
This is awesome. So you've got 21 ways to repurpose articles, and what was the 43 ways?
43 article submission tips.
Oh, article submission tips. Okay,
different things that's, you do in the title and the description and the article body with your keywords.
That makes a major difference on, if you're going to do this, you better do it. You might as well get the best bang for your buck while you're doing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll be showing you some of those in Los Angeles as well.
Now, who do you think is the hottest woman on the CSI series? Oh, wait, I don't know how that question snuck in there.
That was a joke between you and I.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to read that out.
But it's the short-haired woman on CSI New York for me. I don't know about for you.
Okay, well, I'll have to go get my reruns out and my DVDs out. All right, well, we can't wait to see you there. This is one of the greatest things, very inexpensive. I mean, you can start immediately. Don't forget to visit some of the resources he mentioned on eZine Articles. Get yourself an account. Start the ball rolling even before you get to Fusion.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about Fusion a little bit, and then we're going to bring on Brendan Burchard. Fusion, tonight is the last day for the early bird discount, so you're going to save $500 if you sign up tonight. Let me tell you a little bit about what you're going to get. One is you can bring a friend with you, and you don't have to name the friend right this moment. You can name the friend up to a week prior to the event, which is October 17th to 19th. It's just a free shuttle ride from LAX Airport a few minutes down the road at the Westin Hotel. You can also bring a teenager with you for free, just like I did for years in Butt Camp. I'm continuing that, so a paid registrant can bring a friend and either split the cost with them or just bring someone, and they can, in addition to that, bring a teenager. You're going to get a complete binder with very comprehensive handout material. You're going to get some bonuses. One of the bonuses is a brand new DVD, hasn't even been released yet, that I did on how to run and operate a retreat center out of your home, which is what I'm doing right this very moment, and it allows me to buy a big honkin' mansion and have everybody in this room help me pay for it. Thank you very much, everybody here, and all the rest of the
one.
Yeah, so that DVD is $197 in itself, and that's a bonus for signing up for Fusion. So lots of other great things we're going to have at Fusion, including the great speakers. We're going to have a VIP upgrades. It's going to be 3 days of really great. And when I say great, this is not hype, because this is my first really major multi-day event. And I handpicked the speakers so that they all have highly usable information. I've seen them all personally. They know that if they screw up, I'll sit on them, and nobody wants that, all right, because it's Butt Camp. So you're also going to get a bunch of other bonuses, enormous resources. You're going to get my 300-page softcover Wake 'Em Up book, the classic of the public speaking industry. You're going to get Click, the ultimate guide to electronic marketing for speakers. It also is the icon of the speaking industry. It's 815-page reference manual on internet marketing and electronic marketing. You're going to get How to Be a Kick Butt Publicity Hound. That's my 300-page ebook on how I've been on radio and TV all over the world and how you can also. You're also going to get my 2-CD set, How to Sell a Ton at the Back of the Room. I'm usually the highest seller at almost every event I go to. Most of the time you could put two or three other people together and I still sell more. And a lot of people on this line have seen me do it. And it's not high pressure. It's very smooth. It's much different than the typical back of the room sales. So if you are a speaker and you're interested in really increasing your income, make sure at the Fusion website, greatinternetmarketing.com/fusion, there's two videos, screen capture videos, showing a typical back of the room sales for me over a period of years, just the, you know, where I turn $30,000, $50,000, $150,000, $250,000 at the back of the room, and it's commonplace for me now. So it's my exact method. I'm going to teach that to you at Fusion, and you'll have the CDs as a backup. We've got a discounted hotel rate for you, and we only have so many rooms, so make sure you sign up for that when you sign up for Fusion. And there's a special bonus. The first two people tonight, the first two people that sign up for Fusion tonight, they'll get the early bird discount, but they'll also get the free VIP upgrades, which is $195 value. So you'll get, the first two people will get that for free. And what that entails is you'll get a Friday night networking reception and photo session. You'll get a Saturday night VIP dinner. You'll have reserved seating for the entire 3 days. You'll get the complete audio recordings of the event, which at the event are going to sell for $497 alone. So all of this is $195 per person. The first two people will get that for free that sign up tonight by midnight Eastern time, which is about 20 minutes till 10 right now. Now, if you happen to be a Butt Camp graduate, and if those of you are thinking, why is he keep saying Butt Camp? What is that? Well, if you don't know me, Butt Camp is my crazy name for my internet marketing seminar. I've been doing, I think, 9, 10 years now. Been doing that, where you learn how to make more money sitting on your rear end in front of your computer than you do at work. And I've done them all over the world. So if you happen to be a graduate, you get a $500 discount off of the lowest advertised price, because people that come to Butt Camp actually come to all of them for free, the rest of them, once they come once. So I want to make sure they get more money off of the price that they've already spent with me. So Butt Camp grads have a special sign-up at the Fusion page. So and then also you get, if you sign up from tonight's call, you get 1 hour of consultation with me personally. I'm a fiend on telephone consultations. I'll lay it on you for an hour straight. I'll critique your website. I'll do all that stuff for you personally. And I'm the only one at my level on earth that will speak to you personally. All right. And check around if you don't believe me. So all of that comes for signing up for Fusion tonight, and it's just going to be a rock'em sock'em weekend. So first two people to sign up get the VIP upgrades. Now let's get to our next wonderful guest. I've seen this guy loads of times, and you really can't take your eyes off of him when he's just so dynamic. It is, and I'm not being facetious here, this guy, you know, I've seen him I don't know how many times, and every time it's just wonderful and better. His name is Brendan Burchard. His topic's going to be how to explode your business through nonprofit and corporate partnerships and sponsorships. Brendan is the author of Life's Golden Ticket.
You are now muted.
I'm glad to hear it. Life's Golden Ticket from HarperCollins, and he's an in-demand life coach, leadership speaker, and business consultant who is revolutionizing the way entrepreneurs do business by teaching them how to partner with nonprofits and major corporations. Now, by creating and leveraging innovative nonprofit and corporate partnerships, Brendan has sold three major books, quadrupled his speaking engagements, doubled his product sales, he launched the $1 million seminar series, he tripled his client base, and he's won corporate sponsorships and appeared on ABC World News, CBS, NPR, Oprah and Friends, and over 65 major radio stations across the country. And he's only 9 years old. No, I'm just kidding. But he looks very young, and I'm jealous. His sponsors, wait till you hear this list, and this is just a small list of them, and promotional partners have included Wachovia Bank, Sony Pictures, Walmart, Coca-Cola, Morgan Stanley, Kiwanis, Junior Achievement, and other major Fortune 500 companies and global nonprofit organizations. Now, he's going to teach you his secret partnership strategies for growing your business and giving back in ways you never even imagined. Brendan, I'm glad you could make it, man.
Tom, man, this is my honor. You know, I've wanted to do stuff with you forever, so it's truly an honor to be on your call, my friend.
I'm glad you could make it. I know somebody else just grabbed you up, and you were on something before us, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm live here in L.A. doing a seminar, and
oh, good.
We had the thing with you. I said, I'm off the stage. I got to talk with Tom.
Well, listen, since we last spoke, you've created the world's largest nonprofit author partnerships, and you've been sponsored by Walmart, Coca-Cola, Toyota, and all these places. Give us an overview of what you're up to and how this all happened.
I'll give you sort of the how it happened story, I guess, first. And I'm sure it's a lot like many people who ever made it or whoever struggled a little bit. You know, I was in a place that I needed to make a change, and I needed to make some things happen in the world. And like a lot of people, there was a little inspiration there, a little desperation.
You mean you actually struggled? I thought you were born with life's golden ticket in your mouth or something.
Everyone thinks I'm the golden boy that just came out this way. And just like you and everybody else, you know, you got to struggle to learn it, and then you've got to be, be grateful enough to teach it. And for me, I had this massive car accident, as you know, when I was 19.
Yes.
Very young man.
That story is very compelling. That alone, folks, is a, boy, that is a turning point story in someone's life.
Yeah. It just rocked me. And I was your typical young man, very lost, very frustrated, very distracted and detached in life, and had been through this horrible breakup with the first woman I ever loved, the woman I thought I was going to marry. And I decided to get the heck out of town. I went to another country to work. And I had this massive accident and
car accident, right?
Yeah, massive car accident. And you know, I'll tell the story at Fusion. It was just a moment though that inspired everything. I had after the accident, we'd rolled the car several times, and there was a moment where I was able to pull myself through the windshield of this car. And I stood up on the crumpled hood and I looked down, and there was blood pouring off, and it was just this eerie, scary feeling, realizing that life could end. And this question hit me about whether or not I mattered in life. And I was a young guy, and of course you can't do much, you know, too young, but I didn't like the answer to that question. And that question always stuck with me, that I wonder if I'm mattering, if I'm making a difference. And I decided that day, that was my day, that from then on I was going to make a difference somehow in this world. Because I felt like when I was standing on that hood, the big guy upstairs just handed me life's golden ticket, you know?
Really?
It was a second chance. Here you go, kid. You can still make a difference. You can still live your life. You can still matter. But now you better get busy, because now you know the clock is ticking.
And what were you doing at this time for a living?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. No, I'd been fired from my job. I'd struggled so much to deal with the breakup of the relationship. I was still in grad school, too. And, you know, lost my job there, so now I was going to be able to afford tuition. My parents were trying to retire. I was trying to take care of them. All this stuff was going on. And I just got that moment of inspiration, that life's golden ticket, that second chance. I thought, we all get a second chance. And so I said, someday I'm going to teach it. Someday I'm going to write a book on it. And I know you got a lot of authors and speakers. And I thought, you know, I want to tell that story in a big way, and I want to write a book on it. Well, you know this better than anybody. You go to those big publishers, and all they want to know is, what's your platform?
Yeah, yeah.
How many people can you reach?
Can you sell? And, yeah.
And yeah, exactly. And I couldn't reach anybody. You know, I knew, I'm from Montana. I knew about five people there and maybe a horse. I'm pretty sure the people didn't like me. You know, I came to this desperation point. I thought, I've got to be able to do something. I thought, you know, I've volunteered for these nonprofits every day since that accident. And I have worked with these major companies in the last few years at that point before I wrote the book. And I thought, well, that's a platform. If I could just get these major nonprofit organizations and these major Fortune 500 companies, if I could just get them to promote my stuff, well, that would be a massive platform. You know, they reach millions of people. If I can just get on their good side, if I could just create some kind of deal or partnership with them, was what I was thinking, well, then I'd have a huge platform. So I went out there and I fell all over myself for about 20 months. And then suddenly I, you know, to use a metaphor, I hit the golden ticket, you know. I finally found, what's that golden ticket? How do you do this stuff? How do you create these partnerships in a way that they'll email their members about you, that they'll promote you to the media, that they'll promote you to their people, to their customers, their clients, their donors. They'll put you on their website. They'll put you in their magazines. They'll do all this for you because you create a specific kind of partnership that I'm going to teach it a very different way. I know you've seen me before. I'm going to teach it at a level at Fusion that I've never done before, because I know you'll kick my butt if I don't.
I'll sit on you, yeah.
And so I figured it out, and then boom, I went out and I created these relationships with Junior Achievement, Kiwanis, and the YMCA, which collectively reached 30 million people. You know, do I reach all 30 million of their people? No, but do I reach a significant portion? Yes. And then I got these major corporations, like you mentioned before, the Wachovias and the Walmarts and Toyotas, to sponsor my events and my products and my online promotions. And all of a sudden, boom, I went from zero to 500 miles an hour, literally in less than a period of 18 months. And now, you know, I'm able to make all these choices about my career at every angle and every level, make a true choice, because I don't have to do anything, because these partnerships have succeeded. And now we've created some of the world's largest ones, and we're going to teach exactly how anybody can do it from scratch, because that's what I did at Fusion.
You mean you don't have to be a model-looking guy like you?
Oh, yeah. You know, I got this tooth that sticks out left over there. And, you know.
No,
and that's a good thing, too, Tom, because you know how it is. Everyone sees success, and they go, oh, well, you must have started from the success point. And what I've always admired about you, and what you could take anybody and help them do what you do at a very elite level. And I know you do that at Fusion, but that's what my goal was. I said, you know, I came from a place, I was near bankrupt. I was just struggling to pay the bills, and I was struggling to figure out how I can make a difference in this world. And then I figured out how to make these partnerships happen in a very tangible way, and in a way that I can replicate. And, you know, I've been challenged on these calls before. I did a radio show, and the guy said, you know, well, you teach people how to make these huge partnerships, and maybe you could do it, but what could a mechanic do? And over the course of 20 minutes, we talked about it, and we got a local mechanic on the line, and we got all his equipment sponsored by the people who make the equipment.
Uh-huh.
You know, mechanics, their most expensive stuff is their equipment,
right?
Their tools. We got all that sponsored in a 20-minute call. I can take anybody who comes to your event and teach them, how do you create a partnership where these organizations that reach millions of people will now promote you, your brand, your business, your product, or your service?
Well, I think you have to do that live, like everybody else is doing something live on stage yet. Are you going to get anybody take some ideas maybe from the crowd and tell people how?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll do it as interactive as you tell me to.
Okay. Hey, and now I can't remember the details of this story, but you were saying something about either Sony Pictures or somebody put you on their website and got,
yes,
you've got something. What's the deal there? I forget the details of that.
Well, you know, let me make it tangible for real quick for people, like, because I talk about partnerships and people, well, what is that? All I'm teaching you to do is to reach out to these big players, these major organizations, and create a relationship with them that it mutually benefits both you and them. They get something out of it, you get something out of it. And most entrepreneurs don't think they can do that, but I show you how.
Because it seems like it's magic. You'd have to be some attorney and have a big company before they'd even talk to you. That's the way we think.
Well, that's one thing. And you know, the worst part about it is so many of us, when we start out with our small businesses, we let that small business make us small-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reality is anybody can do these partnerships. That most people don't, because they decide in some level, well, you know, Brendan, I can't do business with these major companies. They won't listen to me. And I teach you how to get completely around that at the event, because you don't have to be able to reach anybody right now. They reach the people. They have the budget. They have the infrastructure. And they're able to do it. So I'll give you a quick example, and then we'll talk more broadly about it. But with Sony Pictures, my company was 4 days old.
Four days old.
Yeah. I just got those, you know, those LLC papers.
Uh-huh.
I just got them in the mail. You know, they send it on a fancy piece of paper, and I just become a real company. And I thought, wow. And it was just me, you know, literally in my tiny apartment in San Francisco that I couldn't afford. And the company was 4 days old. It was called the College Success Boot Camp. It was a program I started for youth to teach them how to succeed in college. And I reached out to Sony. We created a partnership where, no kidding, we did a sweepstakes, and they put me on their website. I basically gave them 2 free tickets to my event. And anybody on this line who's an author or a speaker or something, everybody's got a product, something they can sell.
Right.
And I just had, and I always say, would you give something away for free? And everyone says, well, of course. So I decided to give something away for free, these 2 free tickets to the event, VIP tickets. And Sony, because they were interested in reaching youth, and this was a youth event, they gave my 2 free tickets away. They did an online sweepstakes for it. And listen to this. The company was 4 days old, and there was on their homepage, you know, enter to win 2 free tickets to the College Success Boot Camp. Now, they had guaranteed that I would get out of the partnership. They guaranteed that I would get 5 million impressions.
Jeez. 5 million.
You know, I don't know how long it would take if I tried to do that by myself.
Oh, I don't get 5 million impressions in all the websites I have put together.
Yeah, they guarantee, it wasn't even like a, yeah, we'll try that. This is the part of the paperwork. It says we will guarantee it. We will put it on funnypictures.com, and we will revolve it till you get 5 million impressions. And you get to keep all the names of the people and their email addresses who enter the sweepstakes.
Oh, my God.
And in less than 72 hours, 32,000 people had entered that sweepstakes.
My goodness.
And that was my first partnership ever, and I honestly wasn't even good at it yet. And at your event, we're going to teach people how to be good at this stuff.
That's list building. That's the gold that we were talking about earlier with a database. And what amazes me, though, is 4 days old, and you just had something good that, and they wanted to be in front of people, and it was a vehicle for them to do it.
And people don't do this, and I'll give everybody on the line sort of the metaphor that I like to teach, because everyone gets this when I talk about it. It's the only way I've ever found to explain what the difference between building your business on your own and building your business with partnerships. It's like if we use the metaphor of a train, you know, what most people do is they go out and they buy all the railroad ties with their own money. And they lay the railroad ties down. They hope that it's going to line up straight. And then they buy the rails, and they buy the wheels, and they buy the train, they buy the engine, and they fuel that thing with their own time, their own money, their own expenses, hoping to God someday that their train, their business, gets some momentum along the tracks to their destination.
Yeah, and by that time you're so broke, you're really desperate at that point from investing in all that stuff.
You go broke, you get frustrated, and you're doing all the heavy lifting yourself.
Right.
And that's why it takes people 20, 30 years to build a business. What I say, no, stop. And I just teach you, just take a few steps over here, get a big enough hook, and hook onto these super trains that are going by that are the world's largest organizations, the nonprofits, the Fortune 500 companies. Hook onto them because they've already spent millions, if not billions of dollars of laying the tracks and the infrastructure to reach your destination. I just teach you to hook onto them in a partnership, and boom, they pull you along, and you reach your destination now at a level you could never do it on your own, and you do it that fast.
I think you're going to be teaching people that to don't look at these super trains as big machines, rather than, hey, there's people in there running the company that want to move the company forward, and if you're a vehicle that can help them, it doesn't matter if you're 4 days old.
That's it. And yeah, just like you said, it might look like a super train, but guess what? There's one or two conductors.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is find the conductors because they run the ship. And you get on their good side, and you get the free ride.
That's amazing. Now, give us some examples of the types of partnerships that are possible.
Well, the types of partnerships, you can create partners. And I always tell people, I say, whatever you want to do, you can create a partnership for it. So let's say you just want, you have a product or service. You can create a promotional partnership where they just promote you like crazy, where, you know, literally they're, you know, at a tangible level, they're emailing their staff, their donors, their partners, supporters, volunteers about you and your brand and your business. They would put you on their websites. And remember, these are major organizations, so their websites get serious hits. I told you
right.
a story about the 5 million. I'm going to reveal at Fusion how I got one organization to put me on it on their homepage when I launched my book. They got 6 million hits.
Jeez.
If I went from zero way up with book sales just by one website, one partnership, they can put you in their newsletters, their magazines. See, a lot of these folks, they got all these newsletters already going out. And, you know, most people on your calls are savvy and they know about affiliate marketing and, you know, how to get other people to promote you. And I think that's a great thing when you can get other people to promote you. But the whole game changes when you get other organizations to promote
mm-hmm.
you, which is what this is about. They can issue press releases for you. They've already got relationships with the media, so they can help you get to meet the media, their partners there. They can invite you to speak at their fundraisers, their conferences, their local events. I built a speaking career to $25,000 a speech on the fundraiser market, literally doing fundraisers, and nobody's ever done it before because I figured out what to say from the stage to book myself silly. And that secret at Fusion, too.
Okay.
They'll distribute flyers, copies of your books, your products, your business cards. They'll use you as a sweepstakes prize. They can do all this stuff as a promotional partnership, which we've done, and it's so easy to do. They can also, not just a promotional partner, they can become essentially a collaborator, co-creator, because they need stuff. They need new ideas and content, so you work with them that way. You can create a long-term business partnership with them where you grow your businesses together, that your income is directly proportionate and tied to a portion of their income. That's a very powerful model. And that's one of the words that I like, you know, that I like to talk about, where you learn to build a model in perpetuity with an organization. First time I learned that word, you know, I'm from Montana, you know, perpetuity.
Say that, Montana.
No, when I found out that one, I was like, you know, in poopatuity, because you want to poop your pants, you're so excited that somebody would pay you forever. You know? So those are the partnerships you talk about, and literally anything that you want to promote or any event or any service that you want to offer, you can do it at a level that's so incredible. I guess the best metaphor for it is, imagine, you know, a lot of us are trying to build our business one person or one email or something at a time, which we all have to do, but we also have to do the strategies where we learn to, you know, tap our pipeline into somebody else's existing customer pool. And so I teach you, how do you tap your pipeline, your business, how do you tap it into the customer pools of a major company? And then it's not like drip economics where you're getting, you know, one customer at a time. Now you're getting floods of customers. And you can literally go from nothing to overnight, like I was able to do, and sustain it. And it's been such a blessing to do that. And those are all types of partnerships we get to teach at Fusion.
Well, you know, I am a little concerned, though, that it would take all of 4 days to do something. Can't you get it down to two days? I mean, I'm in a hurry, man. I'm not as young as you. I don't have all that time to waste.
That was what I started with, man. That was like all these guys teaching these business models. It took so long to do. And that's what I love about you. You teach stuff, bam, they can do it overnight.
Done, yeah.
Bam. You can kick out a letter and start your partnership. I mean, literally overnight, I'm going to teach you exactly what do you write to these organizations. I mean, I'm going to tell your audience the outline. Here is what you say to them. Here's what they need to know to create a partnership so they'll promote your book or your speaking tour.
And it's more than is it more than a letter? I mean, you put together a little kit of stuff or what?
Yeah, you put a little kit of stuff together. Well, it starts with a letter. And so it literally, you know, it starts with either an email or a letter. And you try and get the person on the phone, and you have a little dialogue which will tell you what to talk about. And then afterwards, like, you know, like any partnership or any sales call ever, at the end of it, they say, oh, this sounds all great, this is awesome, now send me something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the magic comes in and what we'll teach.
Do we see any examples of that?
Yeah, we can show examples if you want us to show examples.
Yeah, that'd be great because, and then also the who to contact is an important thing. I know you've seen James Malinchak at a lot of the events, and he'll be at our event. And it's just amazing at the number of different people and what they're called in an organization. And I imagine there's different people with different titles that may still be doing the same job and who you want to reach, but they might be called different things. You're going to talk about that at all?
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to give a slide where we're going to say, here's the people and here's what their job titles are. And it's amazing because it's obviously different for nonprofits than it is from corporations. They're set up very different. They do very different things. And what I'll teach you to do is reach out to the right people in nonprofits so you can get a deal where they'll tap into their base and promote you. And I'll teach you how to do the same with corporations. And at the end of the day, it's about, again, finding the right conductors and having a big enough hook to reach them. So you got to be doing something interesting enough. You have to do something where you align with them, right? Mm-hmm. You can't just go to some company and say, hey, promote my stuff.
Right.
There's got to be a reason, and you have to align with them. Your mission, your product or your service or your cause, your event, whatever it is, your dream, it has to align with what either one of two things. Either it has to align with what their mission is and what they're trying to do, or it has to align with their marketing messages of who they're trying to be. And I guess I kind of messed up. You know, I can't count, but there's a third one. The third one is it has to be of interest to their demographic, to the people that they serve, their employees or their customers. And so if you can align with what they're trying to do with their marketing messages and with their customers, and man, I'm telling you, it happens so fast because they say, hey, this is great. This is something that our people would like. And then they get very excited about it.
And you just proved you don't even have to be able to count to do this, do you?
I can't believe it. I'm from a very small town, as you know, and I just go, wow, I'm getting to play with the big boys and the big organizations because I just kind of figured out what's the process for contacting these folks when you send them the paperwork, the proposal, what goes in it.
Right.
And by teaching that and by learning that, that's what the difference is. So people are going to learn what's the process. Who do you contact? What's the prospect? That's what I call it, the prospect. Who do you contact? And then what goes in the proposal? Because they always say at the end of the phone call, send me something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to show you the outline and tell you what exactly to put in your proposal so that they get very excited about what you're doing.
Now, do you have, I don't think I've asked you this before, but do you have any particular preference over nonprofits versus corporations?
Yes, and just a very different way because, you know, they do obviously very different things. And for me, I'd rather work with a nonprofit in a heartbeat because, one, that's just my spirit. I'm a volunteer. I've volunteered my whole life. It's something I believe in. I'll promote to your group to do. I promote to everyone. Every time I get a mic, I say, look, this is our calling. We have second chances to make a difference. Let's do it. So at the end of our lives, we don't look back, and when we say, did I matter, we don't like that answer.
Right.
So I say nonprofits. And one reason I like to work with nonprofits is because they're hungry. You know, they are trying so hard to serve their people. And to serve their people, they have to raise funds and raise awareness. So what I teach you, well, if that's true, if their mode of operation, if what they have to do is raise funds and awareness, what I'll teach you to do is build your proposal and build your pitch to them in a way that answers that need, that, that whatever you're doing is helping them raise funds and awareness in the process. And anybody can do that no matter where you're at, and I'll show you how. Everybody can do that. So when you help them raise funds and awareness, then all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is a friend. This person wants to help us. This person believes in us too. And then because it's a mutually beneficial relationship like that, it actually behooves them, which is another big word for me from Montana.
Well, they have a lot of hooves in Montana.
I was a new word for me. Someone said, well, Brendan, it behooves them to see you succeed. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's so true. I've set these up that it makes sense for them to go the extra mile to see you succeed because they succeed along with you.
Well, what do you think are the, you know, people have tried this lots of times, and what do you think what the main mistake is that they make when they're trying to create a partnership or sponsorship?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I answer it differently now. I used to say what I said earlier is that, you know, simply people running a small business, they get small-minded and they don't believe in themselves anymore. And they get satisfied with just promoting something to their small list or their small friends, and they forget that maybe some of them have been given a universal message. Maybe some of them have been given, you know, that killer product that everybody should have. And they get satisfied with just promoting it to some people, and they forget to think big again. And what I want to inspire people to do is think big, to take your product to the next level where you're reaching tons of people with it, to take your speech and reach the world with it, not just reach a few, you know, places here and there, but really build an empire where you're reaching millions of people with your message. And you can't do that by yourself. You know, I always tell people, if you think you've been giving a universal message, maybe your goal, maybe your job is to get that message out to the universe. And you probably can't do it by yourself. So you've got to partner with major organizations out there. But, you know, other than just letting the small business make them small-minded, the thing that I teach too is that the number one mistake we make is positioning. We don't position ourselves in the right way, that they are interested in working with us. Most of us are terrible at promoting us. Does that make sense?
What's that?
It's like most of us are terrible at promoting ourselves and
yes.
positioning ourselves.
Right.
So the number one mistake most people make is they don't know how to position themselves in a way that a major company would say, yes, want to work with you. And so that's one of the secrets we'll reveal at Fusion, because that's a huge thing, right? How do you present yourself? Why should they work with you? When you answer that intelligently, and anybody can do it, they just need to learn what to say. Because part of what I teach so much is, here's what you say. And so when you learn what to say and you position yourself right, man, you are on track to do something pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've gotten some pretty cool speaking engagements out of these deals, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, this has been awesome. You know, part of it's because my partnerships with, obviously, the nonprofit organizations, they do a lot of fundraisers. And I'm going to teach all the speakers at your event this model where, essentially, you become the preferred speaker at a specific nonprofit's fundraiser. And, you know, who comes to a fundraiser? Influential people or non-influential?
Yeah, right. I mean, the biggest of the big.
So can I tell them a secret right now?
Yeah, please.
Cool. I know the speakers will love this on the phone. If you got speakers on the phone, you're going to eat this up. What I teach you to do is get on a nonprofit stage, even if they don't pay you, it doesn't matter. Because the people who come to a nonprofit fundraiser, especially the big ones I'll teach you to go after, what ends up happening is that the audience is so influential that all you have to do is get up on stage, and at some point you give them a little hook that teaches them they should hire you. It's just a little hook that teaches them they should hire you. So I'll be walking across the stage, and I'll say something like, so when you hire me to come into your organization to keynote, one of the secrets I'm going to teach your people is, or I'll say, hey, when you hire me to come in and conduct a full-day workshop, one of the secrets I'm going to teach your people is. And so I've just taught them that they should hire me. And I literally say from the fundraising stage, I say, I know this is something that everybody's interested in talking about, and if you're interested in having me come out and speak, I'm going to be back by the punch bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're drunk, so it's perfect time to put a contract in front of them.
It's true, because that's the other part people don't understand. You know, you go to a corporate event, and it's very, very straight-laced. You, 9 out of 10 fundraising events, you know, there's alcohol there.
Right, right.
There's a reception. And I will tell you, I've booked, you know, this is a great example. In January, I did a major material supplier that literally has 160,000 employees worldwide. And these were the 65 people who were in town to be at that corporation's conference, but they all went to a fundraiser that night. I happened to be there speaking. And I gave this speech. And afterwards, all 65 people who ran 65 different regions, I would say at some point they all came up to me because I was partnered with that nonprofit. I already had credibility. I mean, you don't have to, that's another thing about partners is you don't have to have credibility anymore. You know, if you just talked about Brendan, most people wouldn't stay on, but when you say, hey, Brendan worked with JCPenney, eBay, Best Buy, Nordstrom, you know, Wachovia, Walmart, Coca-Cola, Toyota, that's instant credibility.
Exactly.
Thank God I have that. And so... all these people already associated me with that nonprofit. They were there to be part of that nonprofit's fundraiser. Immediately they thought I was, you know, a great guy, which I hope is true. And they all came up. I mean, at least some point throughout the night, they must have all come up to me. And out of 65 people who were in that fundraising audience that night, 13 booked me for a $15,000 speech.
That's not a bad day's work, huh?
Yeah, and it couldn't have happened if I hadn't had that partnership, because that nonprofit partner, who obviously loved and cared enough for me and wanted to see me succeed, they gave me the stage at the fundraiser. And you don't have to be the world's greatest speaker. You just have to say the right things from the stage. And you don't have to be, you know, all that, the world's greatest attractive person. You just have to say the right things from the stage. And that is what, that's what ends up happening. And when you're speaking on your partner's stage, that makes all the difference. So I know this is kind of going all over the place, but I just want people on the line to hear one thing. When you partner with a major organization, they're going to do everything they can to see, to make sure that you succeed. And they've already got budgets. They've already got marketing. Everyone says, how have you done all this? I don't spend any money on marketing because my partners do all my marketing for me. Is it better for me to be sending out messages about me or better for them?
Definitely them.
Yeah.
Third-party endorsement and a big one.
Yeah. So you get a big major organization saying, you know, Tom's the greatest guy, then people actually start believing it. Despite their better judgment.
Well, this is really a very smart thing to do. When everybody on the line meets Brendan, he's a young, dynamic man, and he's got a great. Are you going to tell your parachute story?
Do you want me to?
There's no choice. You have to. I mean, that's it. That's in your contract, isn't it? Yeah, he's got a great story. I just crack up every time I see it. But the information is really solid. And I always like to say, you know, if something big is going to happen, why not me? I know people are sometimes afraid to say that. They say, well, why me? But I want you to say, why not me? And Brendan is going to give you the actual nuts and bolts of making it so it's you, not the next person, because you'll know exactly what to do and how to position yourself. So we're really looking forward to seeing you there, Brendan.
Thank you, my
friend. I appreciate you coming on the call tonight. You're gonna be there, available to talk to folks when they're there at the event?
I am there the entire time to talk with people. And I promise I'll be even more structured there, because, you know, you get me around you, and I just go off. I get excited. But you will talk about, at the event, we will talk about, why do you specifically want nonprofit and corporate partnerships and sponsorships for your business? We'll talk about, how do you identify and win partners and sponsors for your business? And then how do you leverage those partners to continually build your brand and your business in perpetuity? And I'm going to be so structured about this, because some people, they've never heard this idea before. So I'm going to break it down exactly like that. Why do you want them? How do you win them? And how do you leverage them to continue to grow? And I'm also going to be there the whole weekend talking with people. And I'm going to do the same thing you did, because I think it does inspire me that you're the real deal, and you actually talk with people, and that you're always there for them. I'll do the same thing you did, if it's okay. And I'll say, you know what? The first 5 people who sign up for Fusion tonight, I will personally spend an hour on the phone with them.
Wow.
Helping them think through their business. If you think you got something in the last hour, imagine if it was just you and me talking specifically about your business and how to get a huge sponsor for your book, your product, your service, your dream, your cause.
I'm going to sign up.
I would personally do
that. I'm going to sign up, because I got a project I want to sponsor.
Yeah, I promise. Anyone, the first 5, you tell me who they are, Tom, and we'll get to them on the phone. Now, people who are hearing this, you've got to take the action. You've got to do this, because this is an event that, you know, Tom knows I'm very selective about going around and working with people I trust and I believe in to talk about this, because I'm teaching you how to build a really big business, and I'm teaching you to work with people like nonprofit organizations who really care about the world and want to do something important. I want to tap into that.
Wow. So that's a bonus, folks. Get busy and go to greatinternetmarketing.com/fusion. And you just had an extra bonus thrown on that I had no clue was going to happen. But that's the first 5 people will get personal one-on-one attention from Brendan, which is a very, very, very dear thing to get. And I said dear just to pay homage to Montana. I know he could relate to the deer and the antelope and all that stuff. So sign up for Fusion. October 17th to 19th, Visit greatinternetmarketing.com/fusion. There's going to be awesome networking at this event. In addition to all the other perks and bonuses, you're going to be around like-minded people that are doers, movers, and shakers. I don't want any whiners. If you're a whiner, don't come to the thing, because I'm going to throw you out, because I only want top-notch people. If I'm going to go get off of my butt and fly to Los Angeles to be with you for 3 days, I want the best of the best people coming, because I'm going to give my best. Brendan and Jeff and all the other speakers are going to give their best for you. So we have VIP upgrades, discounted hotels. It's you won't have to rent a car. It's real close to the LAX airport. A bunch of physical bonuses you'll get in a packet when you get there. And I got a guarantee that's unheard of, is if you come and you spend the whole first day there and you think, no, this is not for me, you turn your stuff in and I'll get you a full refund. And if you know me, I'm not one for refunds. I mean, I'm like furious when people want a refund from me, because I go all out to do a great job for you. So I'll make that pledge to you that this is going to be that great. It's easy for me to make that deal because I know you're going to love it. And you can bring a friend, which essentially means it's half price for you if you split it with somebody. You don't have to tell us who that person is right now when you sign up. And you can also bring a teen, which I always say is beautiful, because especially on the internet stuff, you'll have good slave labor for you to figure it out for you, so if you don't understand me. So anyway, can't wait to see you at Fusion. This is the last day for early bird till midnight tonight. So make sure, if you think you're coming, sign up tonight. We do have a cancellation policy at the bottom there, so if something comes up, don't think that you're going to get ripped off if you can't make it. But this is the early bird discount. You'll save $500. We also have a finance plan that you don't even make the last payments till after the thing is over. That's how confident I am that we're going to attract wonderful people that are going to get great success out of this. So we'll even finance it for you. However, if you pay all at once, I throw in a extra half hour consultation for you, because I hate paperwork. So if you just pay it all at once, you'll get an extra half hour. People that sign up from tonight's call will also get an hour consultation from me, which I'm $1,000 an hour, and I lay it on you just like Brendan does. So sign up. Thanks, Brendan. Thanks, Jeff. And I'll see you all at Fusion. Watch for the next call coming up September 4th with Blog Squad and Jeff Hawkins. Good night, everybody.